Former Baylor volleyball standout Katie Steger. Katie is all-time kills leader in the rally scoring era at Baylor. So a great career. Now we are fortunate to have her with us working in the athletic department in that great business area that we have there. And Katie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to tonight. Big match tonight, Baylor versus Texas. What do you think about Baylor getting a second shot at these big, bad Longhorns tonight?
I think it'll be awesome. I mean, these two teams are just, they're the top of every category in the Big 12. I mean, all season this has kind of been that anticipated matchup. I think Baylor has had such a program, incredible season in terms of breaking records and just kind of set their toe a little bit at Texas. I mean, a tough place to play, but I think having them back in the Ferrell Center is exciting, and it's drawing a lot of fans because of how high level of volleyball it will be.
Yeah, should be. It's going to be a great crowd. It's going to be a great atmosphere in there tonight, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think they were saying the numbers already, 5,000 tickets have sold, and what was the record before? 3,800, John?
Right,
does that
right.
sound right?
Yeah, 3,878, right. So
I think just filling the Ferrell Center. I mean, we talked a lot about Gregory Gymnasium and just how many people really are at each of their games, and it just changes the environment. So I'm excited for the Baylor team to kind of get that home court advantage here tonight.
It's interesting, isn't it, that Baylor really has Texas' attention. And that was shown the first meeting of the year, October 23rd, when that as you mentioned, the Gregory Gym was sold out way before, like 2 weeks before the match. So they knew, you know, what Baylor was doing, and Baylor was 16-0 and number one in the nation when they went to Austin. So at Texas, with their history, and you know, they really own this series against Baylor. But, you know, Baylor's got their attention this year for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it, that with the record that, yeah, Baylor hasn't beaten UT in heaven knows how long. But I think this year, it just the energy and the excitement around this match is different, even from how it was in the past, just because of the way that Baylor's been playing and the way that they have beat teams that have been playing right at that as high a level as you can. So I think more so this year than ever before, Texas is kind of almost taking this more seriously, and I think the way that they packed out Gregory Gymnasium in that first match of the year, and I mean, I would not be surprised if there's a lot of orange in the stands tonight, just because I think they know how serious of a game this is.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, and that's a real loyal fan group at Texas, you know, that follows volleyball. You know, that's shown by their attendance figures at home. But I think you're right. I think there'll be a bunch of those folks that'll make their way to Waco this evening.
Yeah, definitely. I think that is that Texas is a good picture of what Baylor's just on the brink of being in terms of a fan base for a volleyball school. I think just the growth that we've been able to see this year, just in breaking attendance records and kind of things of that nature, that the Baylor team's starting to put together this product that people want to watch, and that it's kind of creating more demands for, as a former volleyball player and just a fan of volleyball. I think that is awesome because they're playing at a level that deserves the kind of fan base that they should have tonight, which is exciting for them and just ultimately makes it even a better experience for those student athletes.
All right. Help break this down for us from your perspective. What does Baylor need to do better tonight than they did that first meeting when they were swept by Texas 3-0 in Austin?
Yeah, I think it just starts with serve and pass. So for the Baylor offense, when they're in system, it's really hard to stop them. We talk about some of those big names we hear a lot, but the Yasiana Presleys, the Shelley Staffords, Marika Vandermark, Kira McGee, Gia Moana, all hitting incredible percentages this season. That as long as they're starting with a pass, which is tough because I want to say, yeah, Texas leads the Big 12 in service aces, so they're going to be aggressive behind the line. But I think if Baylor's able to be consistent with their pass and give their hitters opportunities to be the hitters that they are, they're kind of going to be able to be more in the driver's seat than they were when they were in Austin.
For the casual fans who don't know too much about volleyball, what would you tell them, what would your sales pitch be for why they should come out and see a game, especially this one?
Yeah, I think it is just the sheer fact that this is just about as good a volleyball that is happening anywhere in the country, and it's happening right here in Waco, Texas. So I think that whether you know every number or whether you are newer to watching volleyball, like there's an excitement with how hard these girls hit the ball, and there's an excitement with just the physicality with which both of these teams play. So whether you know tons about volleyball, whether it's new and you're learning, this is just kind of as good of an atmosphere as you really are going to get anywhere in the country. So much fun for people to come and be a part of that, I think.
Yep, very good sales pitch there. And tonight would be a great night. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Katie Steger is with us. She and I will have the television broadcast tonight, Big 12 Now on ESPN+. And let me say this publicly, Katie, that I tell you all the time, it's great to work with you, and we appreciate having you on those broadcasts.
Thank you. It's so much fun to be on them. I love hanging out with John.
It is fun. It is definitely fun, for sure.
Probably too much fun sometimes.
Well, I don't know if you can have too much fun, but
no,
it is great, for sure. How about when you were playing 2013 to 2017, did y'all come close any of those years to beating Texas?
We definitely took a set a couple times. Which I think just changes the mind. That just goes to show the way this program, the mindsets change. And a lot of that is due to Coach McGuire coming in and just changing where, in all honesty, early on it was, okay, we took a set from Texas. Okay, we slowed them down. We didn't let them steamroll us. Whereas the mentality now is, here's a team that we should beat. And when they were disappointed that they didn't win in Austin, it was because that standard was higher. So I think it's awesome that's a mentality now.
Well, from a recruiting standpoint, the success they've had is obviously, you know, gained the attention of kids interested in Baylor. If they get the victory over Texas, well, that'll just push it over the top, won't it?
I think it will. I mean, already I just think this Baylor coaching staff recruits so well just because, I don't know, I think they're just different than a lot of other coaching staffs in that it's not just volleyball and it's not just numbers. But in the reality of the situation is people are drawn to schools because of big wins, like a win over Texas and things like that, and just being high caliber volleyball schools. So to me, the Baylor coaching staff and the Baylor team already recruits so well for themselves just because of the type of people in the program. But I do think you draw the eye of some of those top recruits and get an opportunity to get them on campus and see kind of what Baylor's all about by having big wins like this.
All right, Katie, thanks for your time. We need to let you go to get to a meeting here in just a few minutes, but
yeah.
Thanks for your expertise, and I'll see you in the office here in just a few minutes.
Sure. See you guys soon.
Thanks, Katie. Sure appreciate it. Katie Steger, former Baylor volleyball great.